Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure of the Empty House by Arthur Conan Doyle. Part 1. In the spring of 1894, everybody in London was interested in the murder of Ronald Adair. Ronald Adair was Australian. Adair's mother was in London for an operation. She was living with her son, Ronald, and her daughter, Hilda, at 427 Park Lane, London. Ronald had no enemies and no vices. He was a young, quiet and easygoing aristocrat who died in a very strange way between the hours of 10 and 11:20 on the night of March the 30th, 1894. Ronald Adair liked playing cards. He was a member of three card clubs. On the day of his death, he had played a game of whist after dinner. The other players were Mr. Murray, Sir John Hardy, and Colonel Moran. It was a well-balanced game, and he lost £5 at most. For such a wealthy man, this was not a lot. He was a cautious player, and he often won. On the evening of his death, Ronald Adair returned from the club at exactly 10 o'clock. His mother and sister were absent. There was a fire in Adair's room and the window was open because of the smoke. No sound came from that room. The door was locked on the inside. When the door was forced open, the young man was found lying dead near the table. His head had been mutilated by a revolver bullet, but no weapon was found in the room. On the table, there were two banknotes for £10 each, and £17 in silver and gold. There were some numbers on a sheet of paper, with the names of some club friends opposite them. Why was the door locked from the inside? What was the motive? Adair had no enemies and no valuables had been taken. I, Dr. Watson, was interested in the murder of Ronald Adair. After Sherlock Holmes' death, I tried to solve crimes with his methods.